Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Well, that got weird. Huh. That just shows how this is going to go for me, doesn't it?
Well, huh. I didn't know it could do that.
Yeah.
Everything all at once.
Huh. Funny how that works. Hi there. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9 at 6:03.
Living up to the name, scrambling.
Yeah.
Just a scrambling. Yeah, definitely a Monday. Dancing Eric Hansen lists as he's out in the Vegas land enjoying the Eagles in the Sphere.
Ooh fancy.
Yeah, and we've got Davis with us this morning.
Yes.
Brian Davis, thank you very much for being here this morning.
Hello, everybody.
It is cold.
Oh, my. Holy cats.
I open the window every morning, and I'm thinking of closing the window because I think I just let a bunch of cold into the room. It's so freezing cold this morning.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I should have known. I wasn't thinking, but I always keep, because I tend to forget. I have a medication that I'm supposed to take in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. So to make sure that I do it, I keep it in the car. Because that way I don't get here and have to drive back to Coralville.
But what happened to it this morning?
Oh, the medication was fine. The liquid that I used to wash it down frozen solid.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I still got to take it. It was just much later than normal.
Yeah.
Well, actually, earlier than normal because I'd still be sleeping. But yeah, it was. It's like, this is weird, and I'm like, dude, it's supposed to be 15 below tonight. It's going to freeze.
It's freezing cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
I know. I'm like, I let the dog out and I'm like, are you sure you want to go out there?
Yeah.
He seems like he's unfazed by it, but I.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Because that'd cold. Be one of those times where I'd be looking at you and I'm like, I'm sorry, but your kitchen floor is about to get hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Your kitchen floor is gonna get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope you've got a fresh Swiffer package because things are about to get real.
You know what? I'm glad that he didn't do that to me. I am very, very glad. Things could have been so much worse on this Monday morning. And it is officially supposed to be one of the most depressing days of the year, known as Blue Monday.
Yes.
The third Monday of January. But I feel like we've got too much going on today for it to be depressing.
Yeah. And for the record, it has nothing to do politically. It is all these other things that are building up from the start of the year till now that make it depressing.
Yes. Bad weather, short days, enough time has passed since Christmas. You lost all those like magical feelings.
Blew your resolutions.
Yes.
All of that.
No motivation.
God.
You're looking at all this work that you have to do and there's like no holidays in sight. The thing is, I just feel like we do have a bunch going on today. I don't know.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. I mean, it's better to be like, it's better to think, oh, there's too much going on to have this day suck as opposed to, true.
Am I just...
Science said it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we just have so many good things going on today. It's too exciting to be blue.
Let's glass half full this thing.
Am I just Pollyanna over here?
Perhaps, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Honest to God, I mean, seriously, because I am a winter blues guy. Ugh. I tend to get into the winter blues hard and into my feels. So anybody that's going to bring a little bit of sunshine, I'm for it. So let's go.
Yay.
Let's go.
There's a lot going on today.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
This past fall, my husband and I got invited to the most awesome dinner party. Our kids go to school together, and this Indian family. And she was like, I make the best butter chicken. You have to come over and try it. We're like, sold.
Yeah. Done.
We are in. We are there. She made us this fantastic meal. Butter chicken, homemade naan, basmati rice, aloo gobi. Like, it was so insanely good. I kept going back for more, even like past the point of hunger, you know, like where you just keep eating because I'm like, I'm never going to get this again. But then yesterday, I'm like, you know what? We have nothing going on. I'm going to try to make this meal.
Oh, Claire.
I got all the things.
Oh, Claire.
That I thought that I would need. And I took the time.
Oh, and?
I marinated chicken. I got the spices.
Oh, Claire.
Chicken was marinating in the yogurt. I did all the things. It's like then 6 o'clock because it took a little longer than I thought it was going to take. And then like, you know, then it gets to be 6:30. It's almost 7 o'clock. It's ready, finally. And I'm like, you guys, it's ready. Let's eat. And they're like, I'm not even hungry. You're having it. We're all trying it.
We're all eating this.
It looks fine. Let me just say, it looks like it should. However, it tastes exactly like a white woman cooked it. Like, so bland. Like, it was so weak. It was so sick. It was nothing like hers. It was so pathetic. Like, no.
Was it at least edible?
It's edible. Did I enjoy it? No.
The reason I ask, and the reason that I went to the Eau Claire so early.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, I briefly dated a woman who had adopted a daughter from India.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to try to suck up because, you know, I'm a guy.
Yes.
And I have never had Indian food in my life. And I went looking for, because I'm a food pansy, I've admitted this before, I was told butter chicken is like, that's it. It's the chillest thing. You can eat this.
You can eat it.
So I tried to make it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no Indian restaurants in Dubuque.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. And it was, you remember the scene in Friends where Joey and Ross eat Rachel's trifle.
Yeah.
And they had, that's what it was.
Oh,
It was brutal.
No.
So at least yours was edible. Because mine was not.
It's a dish that I love and it's not ruined, but I'm like, it was just so disappointing, you know? Just so deeply, I'm so disappointed in myself. Like, do better. Do better.
Brutal. I have been face to face with my own failures over the weekend. My New Year's resolution for 2025 was to read more.
Ah.
I used to be a crazy reader.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd always have 3 or 4 going, you know,
at the same time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was always at this bookstore or at the library or whatever, would drive my wife nuts.
Uh-huh.
But I gotten away from it. So this year, I'm like, I'm going to read more. I'm going to get back to myself. And this week I ordered a book this weekend. And it shows up in the Amazon package. And I'm like, well, I'll start it later. And I toss it in the corner. And I overwent this enormous stack of Amazon packages of books that I have ordered and not even opened. I mean,
but you know, right where they are.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, this was the piece that sent the Jenga tower of unread books over. And I'm just like, oh my God, Davis, what are you doing? you know, it's not that hard.
Crack a book, man.
It's like, you know, you've managed to make it this far in life. You can read a book.
You know you can.
Oh my God. Brutal.
Maybe today.
That's true. I get to, you know, I won't be here all day today.
Yes.
Maybe today.
There's a possibility.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. 620 Z102.9.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Cedar Rapids' Pizza World restaurant and their soon-to-open brewery have found a new home. They'll be moving to the Fountains development at Collins at Edgewood Road Northeast.
Hmm.
Pizza World had been open at 42nd Street Northeast for about 5 years, but decided to move because a major construction project would affect access for like ever.
Yeah.
So moving on.
Going to be quite the construction.
Yeah, no kidding. Cedar Rapids City Council has approved a package of financial incentives for redeveloping the former Sears location at Lindale Mall. An unnamed national retailer will be moving into most of the space, while the auto center bays will be removed to make room for what developers are calling an outdoor all-purpose competition sports field.
Outdoor?
Yes.
Wow.
A sports field at Lindale.
Interesting.
Yeah. Construction is set to begin this summer and be completed early next year. Even though today's presidential inaugural parade has been canceled because it's just as stinking cold in D.C. as it is here, an Iowan's classic tractor has still made appearances in the nation's capital. Gary Loeffler and his 1957 Ford H tractor made an appearance at President-elect Trump's rally last night, as well as at a number of events for Iowa Republicans and veterans. And Governor Kim Reynolds spent the weekend in Washington, D.C. for festivities leading up to today's inauguration and plans to meet with key Trump administration officials during the trip. Reynolds will discuss the bird flu outbreak during a meeting with Trump's choice to lead the USDA. Reynolds says in all her meetings with Trump's cabinet secretaries, she'll make a pitch to send more federal funds to states in the form of block grants so states have more authority in how the money is spent. And what's got us feeling all right this morning? A Grinnell third grade teacher is the only Iowa winner of a National Milken Educator Award for this school year. To go with the award, Holly Hunter also received a check for $25,000 to use however she wants.
Go, Holly.
You know, she wants to blow it at the casino. Yeah,
double your money, Holly.
It's your money.
Double down.
The Milken Educator Award honors top early to mid-career educators who have shown impressive achievements. Hunter was honored for incorporating the science of reading into her curriculum and helping to build confidence and engagements in her students, which is
very cool.
Very important. Very cool. So, yeah, the only Iowan to win it this year. So that is
very nice.
That's awesome. That's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Dave Chappelle hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend, where he had a 17-minute long monologue to open up the show.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I was on YouTube yesterday and it fed it, and I'm like, 17 minutes? That can't be right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was lengthy. I thought it was interesting when he grabbed a stool to sit down. He needed it. He's going to be up there a while. He started off his monologue by talking about how he is always the guy that Lorne Michaels calls and asks to do the Saturday Night Live show after an election.
Right.
For whatever reason, it's always call Dave Chappelle. Chappelle will do it. And this time he was like, nah, I'm good. Book me sometime later. Book me sometime in January. And he did. And he's like, well, and then all of a sudden LA burst into flames. Great. So he was like all ready to talk about Donald Trump and have right. jokes about the inauguration and stuff. And he's like, then I feel like I need to focus on the fire. So he had most of his focus on the LA wildfires. But then he did actually turn around and address a message directly to President Trump. Also an exciting weekend in the world of sports. Taylor Swift was at her boyfriend's game, and she was watching that game, cheering and with family in the suite, and some close friends, and some new friends, one of those being WNBA star Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, we are.
Very exciting. It was very exciting that they were there together. She kind of alluded in the podcast that she had done with the Kelce brothers that maybe she was a huge Swiftie and maybe that they would get together sometime and that an offer had been extended, but now she made good on the deal. So good for you, Caitlin Clark. Yeah, take her up on that offer.
Yeah, if I had the chance to I hang out with either one of them, I don't care what I have. Do I have to walk to Kansas City? Let's go.
I know. I was like, I wonder when she's going to take her up on that offer. Take it.
Take it, yeah.
Take it for sure. As far as celebrity phobias go, I think there's a lot of weird stuff out there, but this one's right up there. Kate Winslet is terrified of cows.
Okay.
She says she goes hiking all the time and there's like, you know, trails and stuff and you go by fields of cows and she has decided that they're going to stampede and she is going to get trampled to the ground.
First of all, where is she hiking that there's lots of loose cows?
I don't know. I'm like, are you still in England? Is this like a thing where they don't have fences? What's the problem?
Yeah, that seems weird.
I know. There is some founding to this, though, because there was an incident.
So there was an incident, there?
A cow incident happened. There was this time my mother was alive. She and I were on a walk, and some cows were catching up with us. They were slowly bo-peeping it.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Then they would speed up, borderline galloping closer to us. I've got to say, they were really scary. Okay. I know that they're not, but it was a scary experience. And now that kind of lingers in the back of her mind.
Well, I suppose if cows are screwing with you, like,
yeah,
then it's pretty easy to think, oh, they're out to get you.
Because there was an incident where the cows were creeping up.
And can you imagine? Because you know what it was? It was, you know, one cow. Is that Kate Winslet?
Wait a second.
Let's go see. Be cool. Let's go see.
I'm going to rub there. Don't do it. Don't do it.
She was in Titanic, man. I got to go. Let's go.
I want to ask her why she didn't scoot over and let Leo on the board.
Yeah. I'll do it if you do it. Come on. Let's go.
We're all doing it. Stampede. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
One photo, one shot to show us what you did over the weekend, what kind of shenanigans you got into, what fun was had. We've got ours posted right now, and we got to explain what's going on in these photos. I've got the photo with all of the crazy people trying desperately to pose. We had a wicked viewing party. My sister was super disappointed. She went all in and bought Wicked.
Okay.
Which was like, you had to buy it like $30. And she's like,
holy cats.
My son's going to love this. She thought, he's going to be all in and he's going to love Wicked. Hates it.
Oh, no.
Won't watch it. And she's like, I really want to see it. She never saw it in the theater. She's like, now I can watch it from the comfort of our home.
Right.
I really want to watch it. Why don't we have a viewing party? So we all came over. We had girl dinner, snacks, everything. And then all of a sudden, the little boys went in on it. They're crashing our little girl party.
Wait a second. You're having fun without us?
Wait. Oh, it's a party? Now we're very interested. And I want to sit on you, Mommy. Please let me sit on you.
Of course.
Yes. So it was a family affair. Everybody got super into it. And he didn't like it. No, not interested. Loves Wizard of Oz. Not interested in Wicked.
Well, that totally makes, that tracks.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, it makes no sense. You should love it. And I am all in. Like, I love Wizard of Oz. Like, mm-hmm. I was a big fan when I was a kid. And I am all in on Wicked this time around, too. So I'm like, Henry, buddy, look at me.
Come on.
You gotta love this as much as Aunt Claire.
Come on. You have to.
I need this.
I got some uncling time in this weekend because my sister and her husband caught the thing that was going around.
Ugh.
And it's been going around our family. My dad got his butt whooped. I was gone a couple days last week because I got it. My mom kind of got a touch of it. And then my sister and brother-in-law caught it over the weekend. So little baby Heather came over and wore us all to a frazzle. So at some point, we put her in her recliner.
She has her own recliner.
She has her own recliner. And if you notice, it has a cup holder in it where that can hold her bottle.
That's a cup holder?
That's a cup. It's nice. It's pretty brilliant. So she's watching Miss Rachel and just trying to let Uncle Brian just recharge a minute.
Yeah.
So that's ours. And then Dancing Eric Hansen and his lovely wife Shannon at Hotel California, the Eagles tour in the Sphere in Vegas.
Now, I'm very interested in hearing how this worked because I'm hearing that the whole Sphere experience, like, is just high tech. Like, wherever you are, they can play, like, a different language right at you in the Sphere.
Right.
The tech just sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, yeah, it's supposed to be basically every seat has kind of its own experience.
Insane. Insane. So, high tech, the Eagles. Sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Looks like, even though it was a cold weekend, it was a good weekend. Making the most out of the situation. Thanks for posting your photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Trombone Mikey from the Z Marching Band joined a different band, which I'll allow because he joined the Tipton Alumni Band. Lots of smiling faces. Looks like they had a good time.
Super fun. Let's see here. Krista says, another weekend, another dog show with her pup, who is awesome. That's just an adorable puppy.
So handsome.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think Nicole's got the right idea, making some brownies at home. I also saw a pot of chili that was on the stove as well. Great idea. Just Perfect. Stay inside, kind of warm up with some good foods.
Yep. Deb had the right idea, too. They babysat their grandsons, and they built a fort because Aww. Nothing beats an inside fort when it's, you know, so stinking cold outside.
And sometimes you just got to get out there and do the things that you have to do. Michelle spent the whole weekend at a show choir invitational, but it was like her show choir was hosting it, so I'm sure she was probably behind the scenes making it all happen.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's see. Lisa looks like she went and saw some hockey, so, you know, it's cold, but let's go to where there's ice.
Yeah. Even colder. Poor Nicole, I hope that you're resting up and you're treating yourself well because she's got some sort of casty thingy looking boot on her leg. Aww. Yeah, not easy to get around with that.
That does not look good at all. Let's see here. And Brittany, her boys got a bunk bed yesterday. So that's
the dream, boys.
That is.
That's the dream.
So much room for activities now. Oh. It's going to be awesome for them.
You've got the dream, kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Hannah got together with some friends. They made prayer boxes. I don't know exactly what that is, but everybody's smiling and they look so happy.
And finally, our friend Amber.
Amber? I don't know how. I've heard that you can do this, but I've never seen anyone do it. They did the Squid Game cookie challenge, Diamanta or something like that, where you lick the cookie and try to get the shape to come out. So each cookie has like a shape, and you have to try to get the shape out of the cookie.
Okay.
Or else they kill you.
then
in Squid Games
we would be working hard. Yes.
In Squid Games, and if you break it, they kill you. But I'm sure that was not the case at Amber's house. I'm sure it was more of a fun game.
I hope not, because Amber's little girl there looks like she's having fun.
I bet they had a great time.
And I would hate for her
lower
to
lower the stakes just a little bit. Yeah. Squid Games, like, major challenge.
Yeah, maybe overdoing it just a little bit. There's still time to post your pictures at our Facebook page. Just add yours to the thread. Let us know what happened. We'd love to see yours on a one-shot weekend. From Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
I understand that you've purchased a concession stand. Well, that's very exciting.
No, we didn't buy it.
No.
We are volunteering at the Linmar High School concession stand. Volunteering was on Claire and producer Ben's vision board.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to tackle that by helping out. And as we understand it, as the one of the moms who helped us get into this role, it raises money for the Booster Club, which does both athletics and the arts.
Okay.
So we're doing our part to help both while the fans enjoy some JV and varsity girls basketball.
Yeah, a lot of times they struggle to get actual help, physical help in the concession stand. So we're like, we can help. We're physical bodies.
So we're in and then we're out.
Wow. Okay. Well, that changes things a little bit. I thought you had purchased it, which is a great investment.
It would have been.
Wow. Okay.
Although maybe for future investment, where is most of the money made in concession stands? Is there one product like there's a high markup?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's pretzels.
Is it really?
Pretzels. Yeah, pretzels. It's really? It's one of the oldest recipes in history. Water, yeast, salt, flour.
And those are very, they're cheap and they're abundant.
Yes.
Abundant resources. So we could basically make them for a low price and sell them for a high price.
Exactly.
We're making them ourselves too.
You are.
If we owned our own.
Fresh baked.
I think this one sells the ones that are pre-made. We don't know.
I don't know.
That's why you're here to kind of set the scene, whatever the scenario, we don't know.
Very good. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Since you're volunteering, what is your goal for this event?
Oh, that's good. We should go around the room and talk about our goals.
Okay, maybe I'll start.
Maybe I'll give you some options.
Okay.
Is it to engage with the audience there? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it to make a certain amount of money or fill in the blank?
Okay.
Other.
I would say, selfishly for me, it's to engage with the audience. I'm there to perform.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If you're in my window, you are my audience and I am the actor.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I would like to play the role of a concession stand worker for entertainment value. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Audience is a stage.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Ditto?
I am there to engage, maybe not in a performative sense, but in a, like, I would like to meet people. I would like to shake hands and kiss some babies.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Make some new friends.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to have a full heart knowing I did something good.
Wow.
Whoa.
He's a genuinely good person. Wow.
He is a genuinely good person.
He should have started.
At least one out of the three of us is a good person. That's great.
Neither one of you said to actually accomplish something on your vision boards, which this is also
That's why it's on my vision board.
Okay. Well, exactly.
So, Claire, do you want to change your answer to what Ben said?
Ditto to what Ben said. I'm going to let Ben answer for me today.
I do not. I am, again, 100% in it just for the
performance.
I'm in it for the applause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about some strategies, how to engage with the audience and how to feel good about yourself, Ben. So let's start with, I've been teaching myself Latin since the start of the new year.
You have?
Oh, yeah. It's the language of the future.
I thought it was dead.
Did you?
Well, languages are cyclical.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They come and then they go and then they come back.
Okay.
Just like currencies. Now, so let's talk about the root of concession.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Con.
Okay.
Right? Which is to deceive or trick.
Okay.
Session. A period of time.
It's time to trick them?
It's time to trick them. Okay, we're talking about the art of upselling.
Okay. Yes!
All right.
You want fries with that? Is the ultimate con session.
Okay, but we don't have fries.
We don't have to, but let's say, remember we ran this scenario yesterday.
Okay.
Producer Ben ordered a Fresca and I think a wiener.
Yes.
A hot dog.
Sorry. Yes, just be clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Mm-hmm. And you were playing the role of the order taker, and I was the guy yelling in the background of the kitchen. So your job would be then to offer him or make him think he also wanted a candy bar.
Do you want a candy bar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you want popcorn with that?
Mm-hmm.
So always another thing with their order.
Upsell.
Yep. By upselling, are we just trying to give them another thing, or are we trying to also like lie to them and say, if you drink this Red Bull, you'll get wings or something?
Okay, let's change our perspective, okay? When you say lie to them, what we want to think—
Upsell them.
Yes, upsell, okay? Trick or deceive? Well, I'll accept that. Okay.
Yeah,
Just not deceive
them into thinking that they'll grow wings.
Sure. Yes. Okay. It's about an image. So, when they order something, you know, like a pretzel or popcorn, maybe you would ask, hey, when do you plan on eating this?
Okay. Now?
Now?
Well, are they going to eat it in line? Are they going to eat it?
Are you suggesting they come back around to order more food?
I'm suggesting that you sell them something for their walk back to their seat. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
right?
Save yourself a step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The line's going to get pretty long in between games. Why don't you go ahead and buy three of these?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That just came out.
And we're just looking out for you.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Here's an idea. Maybe, normally I'd like to, you know, teach you to walk before we run, but we just don't have time.
No, right.
Okay.
We
right. Maybe we do some quick role play.
Okay.
I'll give you some possible customers or scenarios, and then you tell me how you would deal with those situations.
We can do that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you work one each? So start with Ben and work your way around.
Ben. A middle-aged man comes up to the concession. He wants to chat.
Okay.
Okay. He's got his daughter's on the team and could not be more proud. Okay? Now there's a line of people behind him. And I don't know if he's going to order anything. How are you going to deal with that?
Talk him up for about 10 seconds. That's so cool. I'm glad you're able to see her here at her game. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need some water because it's very thirsty to sit all day and watch a basketball game.
That's good. That's good.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
And then you need to enjoy some candy and a hot dog too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that'll be $18.95.
Wow. Good hat, math in his head.
That was
very
great.
Good. That was very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Dang.
A minus. Good.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Immediate feedback with the Tony Milan method. Okay. Who's next?
Good.
I think go to Claire.
Okay, Claire.
Okay, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. A group of teenagers. I know. Terrifying.
I don't do well at that.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
And there's six boys and three girls.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Nine people. Ben just did that math in his head. Okay. Nine teenagers are approaching.
Nine
of them.
Okay.
They've already got some food in their hands. Maybe those like frozen juice things that you like scrape and then eat, you know? You know what I'm talking about.
I do not. But go on.
Like a frozen lemonade.
A frozen lemonade.
Sure.
Yes. And so some of them have those in hand already. You're worried they're not going to buy anything.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you going to deal with those nine squirrels?
I would say, brr, it's too cold for something frozen, but you know what we got in here? Hot cheese! Ooh, ooh, ooh! I love me some hot cheese! Ben, turn on the nacho fountain! Ooh, look at that nacho cheese flow! And then the kids come flocking, and I'm like, ooh, look at then the nacho cheese flows down into the vat of nacho holders. You guys want some cheese?
That was great.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Thanks. I guarantee those kids would buy.
Yeah.
I'm worried. You guys did excellent.
A plus. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No pressure.
I should have gone first.
No pressure.
Okay, Eric.
Yeah.
Last scenario.
Yeah.
Okay. A mom.
Yeah.
Okay. With two young children in tow.
Okay. Well,
they're both holding hands. It's adorable.
Uh-huh.
The mom, however, you can tell, is upset.
Yeah.
Okay? She's got a plate of nachos.
Okay.
And a thing of popcorn. And you're like, why is she coming back? Both are half eaten. She comes up to you and says, these are not good.
Ooh.
I would like my money back.
Oh, she wants a refund.
Mm-hmm.
A refund. And the food is half eaten.
Okay. The way to her heart is through her children. So the first thing I would do is I'd offer her kids a free candy bar. Both of them.
No.
Yes, because I will now be the hero. Then I will also ask the mom if she's single.
No,
so if she needs, possibly if there's a man in her life, that would have helped the scenario. That's not a good idea.
No, I guarantee what you would do for real.
What? What would I? Tell me what I would do.
Well, it looks like you enjoyed half of it.
So you either get half your money back or nothing, because we're volunteering. That's actually what would happen.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried to pretend, but you're right. I I would try to get all logical and bossy on her. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for my grade.
So I just want to, clarify. You were not willing to give out free samples of unpopped popcorn, but no. You'll hand out free candy bars.
If it makes a mom like me more, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just so she's, I don't want to be mad. I want nobody mad at me.
Okay.
So I'm giving both of those kids a Charleston shoe. That.
Eric, there's some room for improvement.
Oh, fair enough.
It's a solid B, though.
Okay. Oh, good. I thought that was a C. Yeah. So, okay.
That passed.
Thank you.
Woo!
Tony Milan, let's just, while we're applauding.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Oh, gosh.
The Mario method worked for me.
Are you around Tuesday to help at our concession stand?
I'll check my calendar.
All right, that's all we could ask.
We had to try.
Morning Scramble, taking over the concession stand at Lindmar, coming up on Tuesday.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.